harmless fun for the Senate.
It's culture here, live on location at Wizard World Toronto, speaking with Douglas Gillock, representing Comic Link. Douglas, welcome.
Thank you very much. Happy to be in Toronto.
That's where you left your office.
First time. First time I've ever been in Toronto, though I've been in Canada a lot. This is my first visit to the city of Toronto. And this is the first time that Comic Link has come and set up at a show in Canada.
Excellent. And your experience, your thoughts on the area?
It's been really great to come up and meet a lot of collectors and some dealers and buyers and sellers who we've done business with in the past, but we've never had an opportunity to meet in person. It's really one of the reasons that we do shows, is to get out and meet the people. Being an online exchange for comic books, comic art, we're communicating with hundreds and thousands of people every month, but there are only a certain number of them who we know in person.
Right.
So it's great to get out and actually meet people, put a face to a name, and be able to answer questions. And
you know what? You are a bit of a buzz in the room, like comic books.
Oh.
Because everybody's seen CGC up there before, but they've never seen comic books. I don't want to toot your horn. It's not my job. My job is here to ask hard questions. First, I want to congratulate you guys, Comic Link, on great success. You guys are the player now in the auction off of high-end comics. It was a domain, I guess, 10 years ago. Maybe eBay was the only place to go, but the whole eBay process of people putting good stuff on eBay has been really deteriorating, and they've been going to places like your site. Is there a thought on why that's happened?
Well, I think you have to kind of look at the history of the hobby and the hobby market in general. Is that, you know, if you go back to the 80s and even the early 90s, really it was stores and it was conventions, and then there were a few trade publications.
Right.
And then this new thing started popping up, this internet thing, and there were a few early innovators in using the internet as a tool to sell comic books.
Right.
One of those innovators was Comic Link. Comic Link's been online since 1996. Okay. Now, when
that's
it started...
No.
Yeah, well, there you go. There you go. Josh Nathanson, the founder of Comic Link, basically started it up pretty much from the time that you could use the internet to buy and sell comics. Now, he wasn't the only guy doing this, but there was a very small group of guys. It was to the point where some guys, when it first started, were like, why would you want to sell comics on the internet?
Right. Crazy.
Right. So this actually predates, you know,
CGC.
It predates CGC. It predates eBay.
Yep.
It was happening, but it was small. It was small, and there were very high-end books trading hands in this way.
Yeah.
But there were only a few guys engaged in it. In a similar way that there were only certain guys who were engaged in, like, mail-order auctions,
right,
and that kind of stuff.
Okay.
That predate all of us and go back to stamps and coins and that kind of thing. But as the internet technology developed, the functionality of sites like Comic Link developed. In the meantime, you had much larger corporate players like eBay develop.
Yes.
And there were whole communities of people, much larger communities of people developing in those environments. But Comic Link was always there.
Right. But they were never the major player that they are now.
Of course not. I mean, what I think happened. I think there were a couple turning points. One turning point was, I think that CGC was a turning point.
Yes.
Certified grading in general, whether,
yes,
you know, whoever
PGX
it was, because CGC made the possibility of these books trading hands on the internet a little bit more streamlined than it otherwise would have been. I also think that there's been a transition away from eBay over the past several years, and I think it's been for a couple of reasons. One is just, I think, generally when somebody starts off with something, they start off generalized, and then they become more specialized,
right,
in what,
yeah,
they're doing.
And eBay is the generalized.
And eBay's a catch-all. eBay's,
yes,
a general marketplace for lots of different stuff. There are lots of different kinds of sellers. There are part-time sellers. There are very professional sellers.
Is it something to the story that you just talked to? There's something to the fact maybe where you're posting your book on eBay, and it's up there for, say, 7-10 days. You're not advertising. You're just relying on the eBay community to be checking back all the time, whereas your site does a great, they basically have a database of investors and buyers and skins. You know what I mean? And you are sending out information that these books are going up for sale.
Absolutely. I mean, one of the things that ComicLink does that, I mean, just using one example of something like eBay, is that, like, we provide a level of customer service and a level of engagement with both our buyers and sellers that's just impossible to find on eBay. I mean, don't get me wrong. There are great books that get sold on eBay.
Absolutely.
And there are great sellers who continue to sell on eBay.
Absolutely.
But you don't really know what you're getting. When you go out there as a buyer or seller on eBay, you're sort of out on your own. You're dependent on your own reputation. You're assuming that there's not going to be a problem with the transaction. If there is,
right,
I guess it's like dealing with a problem with the phone company or a problem with the power company. Who are you going to call?
Yes.
Right. Doing business with ComicLink, you know you're engaged with a company with a tremendous track record of customer service and sales and security and integrity. We've been in business since 1996. We deal with pretty much all of the major collectors and dealers in the business. They know us. They know Josh. You know, there's a lot of trust involved in this business. And that's something...
That's a huge part of the business, right?
And that's something that ComicLink has been able to step up with, and both from the buyer and the seller perspective. And that's why we can bring the best material to market.
Right.
And that's why we can bring the best buyers who are willing to pay the top prices to market, because they have a higher level of confidence in how the transaction is going to happen.
Okay, now we've discussed, ComicLink has got to this point in the industry. Now, my next question is, what's your take on, is it sustainable? Is it going to grow more? I mean, this is such a strong field right now. It's such an active field. Pop culture collectibles are such a what I would deem a growing trend in terms of where people are putting some money. Being layman, maybe don't understand comics. Do you see ComicLink's success continuing, stabilizing, growing?
It's a
loaded question.
Well, I mean, as far as I think it's a two-part question.
Right.
I think market,
yes,
and then ComicLink.
Right, okay.
Speaking for the market's a little bit more complicated than speaking for ComicLink,
right,
because obviously I'm only one, ComicLink is only one component of the market.
Right.
I mean, as far as ComicLink goes, our volume and our sales and our staffing, our office space is... increased over the past few years. Obviously, it's a model that people respond to. It's a model that's working for both buyers and sellers. We're constantly engaging in ways to make the process more streamlined.
And you're up here, right?
To do customer outreach. I mean, over the past couple of years, one of the things we've done over the past couple of years is we've done a lot more shows.
Right.
We've gone out and actually met the people. We continue to do a tremendous amount of advertising. It's constant innovation, trying to make things work better, run better. And I feel, that we have a wonderful business model. We have a wonderful business model because we're not on one side or the other. We're impartial to the extent that our goal is to have the whole thing go well.
Right, right.
We want everything to go well.
Right.
And the better things go, the better for the buyer, the better for the seller, the better for us. Our interests are aligned with our clients. And from that perspective, I don't see why the future wouldn't be bright for ComicLink. Now, as far as the market goes, I think that the public awareness in general of comic books, fantasy, sci-fi, collectibles, the characters, the films, the toys, pop culture in general, I mean, I don't think it's ever been like it is now. I mean, if you go, not just a convention like this, but if you go to one of the mega conventions, you know, I know you have Fan Expo here in Toronto, right, which it is huge.
Comic-Con
in San Diego, the Javits Show in New York. I mean, this isn't just stuff for a single demographic. These are people from all sorts of demographics.
You're right.
This is the movie industry. This is publishing. This is television. I mean, this is like, you know, the tippity top of the entertainment industry.
Right.
And it's all founded on this love of this material that, you know, the characters, most of them got their launch in the pulp pages, you know, whether it's comics or pulps. And so the public awareness is so heightened now.
Yeah.
And that's going to create collectors.
And something that's not going to go away.
Absolutely. And that's going to create collectors for low-dollar stuff. It's going to collect collectors for high-dollar stuff, for toys, for magazines, for comics, all sorts of different material. Now, as far as the economy of it, we're constantly seeing new buyers entering the market for higher quality material. Some of these guys are people who've been in the hobby for years. They started off slow, small, and they've come to a point in life where they want to advance their collecting. They're looking forward to investment potential on certain kinds of material, and they're bringing a sensibility to it that is not just about the collector mentality, but it's also about the investor mentality. But at the core, they are collectors. We also see guys who are participating in the market right now who really are looking at it from an investment standpoint. They have different levels of knowledge about the collectibles, but what's happened is with the online sales, the market's gone international, you have certified grading, you have all the conventions, guys are beginning to see this material as comparable to coins, fine art, stuff like that.
And I think I've noticed my limited knowledge of it too is foreign investors, foreign money that believe in American pop culture, the whole American experience, German money or Japanese money or somebody investing in, you know, early Disney memorabilia or something like that because it was a pivotal development in really world pop culture because America drove world pop culture. And you know, it's not just Americans or to a smaller extent Canadian, North Americans buying into that. It's the world buying.
We have collectors all over the world.
Right.
I think at this point, literally every continent. Well, probably with the exception of Antarctica. I don't think we have any buyers in Antarctica yet.
Right.
Yet.
Those scientists, they go back home though.
They ship to their other address. But I think that for a long time, you know, all over the world, people have been fascinated with these characters and the publications and the toys and the memorabilia and the access that people have to it now. You know, you don't have to be at a convention.
Right.
You know, you don't need to have a comic store. You can go online, you can get a comic link. You can find this stuff that you've been fascinated with, and it can be part of their lives when maybe culturally they were separated from it. It was always something they were fascinated with.
Okay, let me jump across for your visit here at the booth. You have the May, big May auction.
Comic League May featured auction, yep.
Yeah, now this is something that you guys are promoting. This is something that you got a pretty good lineup. I know a lot of people are listening, no comics. You have a 9.0 Batman 1 going up.
One of the highest graded copies in the world.
A quick story, do you know who the collector was or do you not? Or?
He's a... Obviously, we do maintain a little bit of a little discretion in talking about our client base.
Uh-huh.
But he's a collector who's had the book for a while. I think that he looked at the activity in the market right now, looked at how some of these best of the best of the best super premium books have been performing, and he decided that now was the time to move it. And he also, you know, decided that a Comic Link featured auction was the place to place a book like that.
Now, how does this work on the main? Now, I've been getting my emails, okay, and I'm impressed with the lineup. You have an X-Men 1 9.4, you have a Kill Suspense 39 9.2, you got some great original art as well. Now, obviously, as more stuff comes in, you're just updating the site and sending out new emails, right?
Correct. We have an active preview for the auction, right. So people can go to comiclink.com, they can click on the focused auction tab, and they'll be taken to a May featured auction preview.
Right.
And that's a place where they can see the books that are scheduled for, and art, comic art as well in that auction, where they can see the material that's scheduled for that auction. And that's being constantly added to.
Now, you're taking submissions until almost near the end, right?
Absolutely. I mean, one of the great things about the online auction format is that we're able to, you know, really update the material in the auction pretty much right up until the auction goes live. So if someone's out there and they have something and they're thinking, oh, well, I'm sure they already are closed for their May auction submissions. No. Please give us a call, because we generally recommend as much preview time as we can get, but things can be placed right up very close to the deadline of the auction going live.
And on comiclink.com, there are the links right for contact?
Absolutely, yeah. If you go to that page, for instance, the focused auction page, you would see that there's a link right there that says the email buysell@comiclink.com. Or to call us at 718-246-0300.
Okay. So if they have any questions, I'm sure they'd be answered from that thing. All right. You know what, Douglas? Thank you very much for the interview. I wish you great success.
Absolutely a pleasure.
On the May auction, I'm going to be tuning in, and I'll be writing a report on some hopefully record results.
That's what we're always going for.
Thanks, Doug.
Thank you.